Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. What do South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and e-cigarettes have in common? Both are currently banned from the Pine Ridge Reservation in southwestern South Dakota. The Oglala Sioux Nation covers over 2.2 million acres and is larger than the states of Rhode Island and Delaware put together. According to the Argus Leader, Oglala Sioux President Julian Bear Runner wrote in a letter to Noem stating that her support for Senate Bill 189 and Senate Bill 190 was received with particular offense. President Bear Runner shared in his letter that the South Dakota governor may not set foot on the reservation unless she rescinds support for the two bills, one aimed at codifying pipeline protesters as riot boosters, and the other makes way for the state of South Dakota to sue people or organizations for riot boosting. Bear Runner wrote about the consultation that the governor had with TransCanada regarding these bills, but observed that she did not consult with tribal nation leaders. The Argus Reader shares a copy of the Oglala's president's letter online. Bear Runner wrote, "Water and air are sacred. They are required for our continued life on planet Earth. Our institutions of politics and economy must evolve beyond their current condition if we expect to continue the human project long into the future." Bear Runner reminded the governor that Indigenous nations have honored and defended the sacred since the dawn of humanity. Associated Press recently reported that President Bear Runner applauded the more recent and bold decision by the Oglala Sioux Tribal Council for banning the sale, possession, and use of e-cigarettes on the reservation. Bear Runner commented that the health of our people, including our youth, is of utmost importance. The Argus Reader spoke to Sioux Falls Health Director Jill Franken about e-cigarettes. "There are risks associated with the aerosol from e-cigarettes, aerosol that can potentially expose both users and bystanders to harmful substances, including heavy metals, volatile organic compounds, and ultrafine particles that can be inhaled deeply into the lungs. Over 800 cases of vaping-related illness have been reported in the United States. President Julian Bear Runner has also called for further action on tobacco regulation on the reservation." Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.